Chapter 45. Momentary instinct was to make a grasp at the card and conceal it. But it had already tumbled to the floor, where it lay face upward beside Charlotte de Stancy's chair. It was neither a visiting nor a playing card, but one bearing a photographic portrait of a peculiar nature. It was what Dare had characterized as his best joke in speaking on the subject to Captain de Stancy. He had in the morning put it ready in his pocket, to give to the captain, and had in fact held it in waiting between his finger and thumb, while talking to him in the Platz, meaning that he should make use of it against his rival whenever convenient. But his sharp conversation with that soldier had dulled his zest for this final joke at Somerset's expense, had at least shown him that de Stancy would not adopt the joke by accepting the photograph and using it himself, and determined him to lay it aside till a more convenient time. So fully had he made up his mind on this course, that when the photograph slipped out he did not at first perceive the appositeness of the circumstance, in putting into his own hands the role he had intended for de Stancy, though it was asserted afterwards that the whole scene was deliberately planned. However, once having seen the accident, he resolved to take the current as it served. The card having fallen beside her, Miss de Stancy glanced over it, which indeed she could not help doing. The smile that had previously hung upon her lips was arrested as if by frost, and she involuntarily uttered a little distressed cry of oh! ... like one in bodily pain. Paula, who had been talking to her uncle during this interlude, started round, and wondering what had happened, inquiringly crossed the room to poor Charlotte's side, asking her what was the matter. Charlotte had regained self-possession, though not enough to enable her to reply, and Paula asked her a second time what had made her exclaim like that. Miss de Stancy still seemed confused, whereupon Paula noticed that her eyes were continually drawn, as if by fascination, towards the photograph on the floor, which, contrary to his first impulse, Dare, as has been said, now seemed in no hurry to regain. Surmising at last that the card, whatever it was, had something to do with the exclamation, Paula picked it up. It was a portrait of Somerset, but by a device known in photography the operator, though contriving to produce what seemed to be a perfect likeness, had given it the distorted features and wild attitude of a man advanced in intoxication. No woman, unless specially cognizant of such possibilities, could have looked upon it and doubted that the photograph was a genuine illustration of a customary phase in the young man's private life. Paula observed it, thoroughly took it in, but the effect upon her was by no means clear. Charlotte's eyes at once forsook the portrait to dwell on Paula's face. It paled a little, and this was followed by a hot blush, perceptibly a blush of shame. That was all. She flung the picture down on the table and moved away. It was now Mr. Power's turn. Anticipating Dare, who was advancing with a deprecatory look to seize the photograph, he also grasped it. When he saw whom it represented, he seemed both amused and startled, and after scanning it a while handed it to the young man with a queer smile. "I am very sorry," began Dare in a low voice to Mr. Power. "I fear I was to blame for thoughtlessness in not destroying it. But I thought it was rather funny that a man should permit such a thing to be done, and that the humor would redeem the offense. ... for purchasing it," said Paula with haughty quickness from the other side of the room. "Though probably his friends, if he has any, would say not in him." There was silence in the room after this, and Dare, finding himself rather in the way, took his leave as unostentatiously as a cat that has upset the family china, though he continued to say among his apologies that he was not aware Mr. Somerset was a personal friend of the ladies. Of all the thoughts which filled the minds of Paula and Charlotte de Stancy, the thought that the photograph might have been a fabrication was probably the last. To them that picture of Somerset had all the cogency of direct vision. Paula's experience, much less Charlotte's, had never lain in the fields of heliographic science, and they would as soon have thought that the sun could again stand still upon Gibeon, as that it could be made to falsify men's characters in delineating their features. What Abner Power thought he himself best knew. He might have seen such pictures before, or he might never have heard of them. While pretending to resume his reading, he closely observed Paula, as did also Charlotte de Stancy. But thanks to the self-management which was Miss Power's as much by nature as by art, she dissembled whatever emotion was in her. It is a pity a professional man should make himself so ludicrous, apostrophe she said with such careless intonation, that it was almost impossible, even for Charlotte, who knew her so well, to believe her indifference feigned. Yes, apostrophe said Mr. Power, since Charlotte did not speak. It is what I scarcely should have expected. Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh, I am not surprised. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Paula quickly. You don't know all. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the inference was, indeed, inevitable that if her uncle were made aware of the telegram he would see nothing unlikely in the picture. Well, you are very silent. Apostrophe continued Paula petulantly, when she found that nobody went on talking. What made you cry out, Charlotte, when Mr. Dare dropped that horrid photograph? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I don't know. I suppose it frightened me, apostrophe stammered the girl. It was a stupid fuss to make before such a person. One would think you were in love with Mr. Somerset. Apostrophe, apostrophe, what did you say, Paula? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired her uncle, looking up from the newspaper which he had again resumed. Nothing, Uncle Abner. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she walked to the window, and, as if to tide over what was plainly passing in their minds about her, she began to make remarks on objects in the street. What a quaint being look, Charlotte. Apostrophe, apostrophe, it was an old woman sitting by a stall on the opposite side of the way, which seemed suddenly to hit Paula's sense of the humorous, though beyond the fact that the dame was old and poor, and wore a white handkerchief over her head, there was really nothing noteworthy about her. Paula seemed to be more hurt by what the silence of her companions implied a suspicion that the discovery of Somerset's depravity was wounding her heart than by the wound itself. The ostensible ease with which she drew them into a by-conversation had perhaps the defect of proving too much, though her tacit contention that no love was in question was not incredible on the supposition that affronted pride alone caused her embarrassment. The chief symptom of her heart being really tender towards Somerset consisted in her apparent blindness to Charlotte's secret, so obviously suggested by her momentary agitation. And where was the subject of their condemnatory opinions all this while? Having secured a room at his inn, he came forth to complete the discovery of his dear mistress's halting place without delay. After one or two inquiries, he ascertained where such a party of English were staying, and arriving at the hotel, knew at once that he had tracked them to earth by seeing the heavier portion of the Power luggage confronting him in the hall. He sent up intelligence of his presence, and awaited a reply with a beating heart. In the meanwhile, Dare, descending from his pernicious interview with Paula and the rest, had descried Captain de Stancy in the public drawing room, and entered to him forthwith. It was while they were here together that Somerset passed the door, and sent up his name to Paula. The incident at the railway station was now reversed, Somerset being the observed of Dare, as Dare had then been the observed of Somerset. Immediately on sight of him, Dare showed real alarm. He had imagined that Somerset would eventually impinge on Paula's route, but he had scarcely expected it yet, and the architect's sudden appearance led Dare to ask himself the ominous question whether Somerset had discovered his telegraphic trick and was in the mood for prompt measures. There is no more for me to do here, apostrophe said the boy hastily to de Stancy. Miss Power does not wish to ask me any more questions. I may as well proceed on my way, as you advised. apostrophe, Distancy, who had also gazed with dismay at Somerset's passing figure, though with dismay of another sort, was recalled from his vexation by their remarks, and turning upon him he said sharply, Well may you be in such a hurry all of a sudden. Apostrophe, apostrophe, true, I am superfluous now. Apostrophe, apostrophe, you have been doing a foolish thing, and you must suffer its inconveniences. Will, I am sorry for one thing. I am sorry I ever owned you, for you are not a lad to my heart. You have disappointed me almost beyond endurance. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I have acted according to my illumination. What can you expect of a man born to dishonor? Apostrophe, apostrophe, that's mere speciousness. Before you knew anything of me, and while you thought you were the child of poverty on both sides, you were well enough. But ever since you thought you were more than that, you have led a life which is intolerable. What has become of your plan of alliance between the Distancies and the powers now? The man is gone upstairs who can overthrow it all. Apostrophe, apostrophe, if the man had not gone upstairs, you wouldn't have complained of my nature or my plans, apostrophe said Dare dryly. If I mistake not, he will come down again with the flea in his ear. However, I have done. My play is played out. All the rest remains with you. But, Captain, grant me this. If when I am gone this difficulty should vanish, and things should go well with you, and your suit should prosper, will you think of him, bad as he is, who first put you on the track of such happiness, and let him know it was not done in vain? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I will, apostrophe said Distancy. Promise me that you will be a better boy? Apostrophe, apostrophe, very well, as soon as ever I can afford it. Now I am up and away, when I have explained to them, that I shall not require my room. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Dare fetched his bag, touched his hat with his umbrella to the captain, and went out of the hotel archway. Distancy sat down in the stuffy drawing room, and wondered what other ironies time had in store for him. A waiter in the interim had announced Somerset to the group upstairs. Paula started as much as Charlotte at hearing the name, and Abner Power stared at them both. If Mr. Somerset wishes to see me on business, show him in, apostrophe said Paula. In a few seconds the door was thrown open for Somerset. On receipt of the pointed message he guessed that a change had come. Time, absence, ambition, her uncle's influence, and a new wooer, seemed to account sufficiently well for that change, and he accepted his fate. But a stoical instinct to show her that he could regard vicissitudes with the equanimity that became a man, a desire to ease her mind of any fear she might entertain, that his connection with her past would render him troublesome in future, induced him to accept her permission, and see the act to the end. How do you do, Mr. Somerset? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Abner Power, with sardonic geniality. He had been far enough about the world not to be greatly concerned at Somerset's apparent failing, particularly when it helped to reduce him from the rank of lover to his niece to that of professional advisor. Miss Distancy faltered a welcome as weak as that of the maid of Needpath, and Paula said coldly, We are rather surprised to see you. Perhaps there is something urgent at the castle which makes it necessary for you to call? Apostrophe, apostrophe, there is something a little urgent, apostrophe said Somerset slowly, as he approached her, and you have judged rightly that it is the cause of my call. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he sat down near her chair as he spoke, put down his hat, and drew a notebook from his pocket with a despairing sang-froid that was far more perfect than had been Paula's demeanor just before. Perhaps you would like to talk over the business with Mr. Somerset alone? Apostrophe, apostrophe, murmured Charlotte to Miss Power, hardly knowing what she said. Oh no, apostrophe said Paula, I think not. Is it necessary? Apostrophe, she said, turning to him. Not in the least, apostrophe replied he, bestowing a penetrating glance upon his questioner's face, which seemed however to produce no effect, and turning towards Charlotte, he added, "You will have the goodness, I am sure, Miss Stancy, to excuse the jargon of professional details." He spread some tracings on the table and pointed out certain modified features to Paula, commenting as he went on, and exchanging occasionally a few words on the subject with Mr. Abner Power by the distant window. In this architectural dialogue over his sketches, Somerset's head and Paula's became unavoidably very close. The temptation was too much for the young man. Under cover of the rustle of the tracings, he murmured, "Paula, I could not get here before." In a low voice inaudible to the other two. She did not reply, only busying herself the more with the notes and sketches. And he said again, "I stayed a couple of days at Genoa, and some days at San Remo, and Menton." "But it is not the least concern of mine where you stayed, is it?" She said, with a cold yet disquieted look. "Do you speak seriously?" Somerset brokenly whispered. Paula concluded her examination of the drawings, and turned from him with sorrowful disregard. He tried no further, but, when as he had signified her pleasure on the points submitted, packed up his papers, and rose with the bearing of a man altogether superior to such a class of misfortune as this. Before going he turned to speak a few words of a general kind to Mr. Power and Charlotte. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.